This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Nothing. It's me, your boy, the Honda student of the podcast game, Sebastian Canelli. And as always, per usual, we got the cute boy here himself, Robbie Boy. Robbie, say hello to the beautiful people.
Hello, beautiful people.
What's going on, Rob? You doing good?
I'm doing pretty good, yeah.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Get your coffee, get your sip. We need Rob at his finest today. Okay?
Yes, yes.
We got two cups of coffee going. We're flowing. It is a Monday afternoon. The boys are in the studio. Things are good, okay?
It is.
We're cooking.
We're cooking.
We're cooking over here, which is
all right,
nice.
I'm down for
you
to
like
cook.
That?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll cook for after the pod.
For sure.
I'll make you a little something nice. Beautiful. Before we start the pod, we want to plug the Patreon that we have. If you are like the content that we're putting out here, you should go check out patreon.com/loudaboutnothing, where we're putting an extra episode out every single week.
Yes, we are.
And we've missed a couple of weeks, but we are pretty much doing at least three or four episodes a month there. And we talk a little more personal. We share stories. We will say stuff that my mother can't hear.
Yeah.
Stuff
that we don't need the general public to. Stuff that needs to be behind $10 paywall.
$10 will get a lot out of us.
$10 will get a lot.
$10 will get a bunch.
But we appreciate it a lot. It goes a long way.
There we go.
It's just me and Sebastian from the beginning. And to keep this alive, it helps. We need some money to keep it alive.
When you say it's just me and Sebastian, and then you extend your hand towards me, it does feel romantic.
I'm not. I speak with my hands.
No, it felt like you were reaching for a hold.
No, I wasn't. But that I see what you mean.
Yes, and I do want. Yes, you do.
I see.
I want to say this. Let's yes, you were reaching. You yeah, go, just me it. And Sebastian, and extending
yes,
your hand
yes,
towards
yes.
me,
looking at the
like
camera.
we're gonna grab hands and jump into the sunset.
Yeah.
Also, if you want, you could subscribe for free, and you get the first 5 minutes of every episode. And so go do that. Also,
or if you want to just go in for a month, we have 18 episodes, 4 that we did for Portugal. We have some other video. Like, you could go subscribe, see it for a month or two, go back into hibernation, come back when we have more episodes if you really can't afford it.
Yeah, people are doing that, which is beautiful.
Yeah, we don't.
We don't care.
We get it. It's hard out here. So.
Also, there is some people hit me up be like, oh, I don't want to subscribe because I usually listen in the car or something like that. There is a Patreon app.
There's a Patreon app, and we put out the audio only also.
Yeah, so if you want, you could download the Patreon app and put that on your phone, so then it'll make it a little bit easier for you to be consuming the Patreon content. So it truly means the world to Robbie and I, all the beautiful people that are subscribed to the Patreon. And if you want to check it out, we'd really appreciate it.
Yes.
Beautiful. I want to talk about this.
What's up?
I want to talk about this, Robbie. You reached to hold my hands.
Okay.
And I don't know if we talk about holding hands a lot on the podcast.
I want to hold hands so bad. Is that crazy?
I'm so
deprived of physical romantic touch that I've just been dreaming about holding hands.
Robbie.
Is this crazy?
You say.
Should I not say this on
you
the
can't
pod?
Say this.
Why?
Because.
It's the truth.
Saying stuff like that.
What?
Because you also need to follow up with saying like some other stuff that like to show that you're an actual normal person and that you're
Which
not just
what?
Like a thirsty love boy.
No, I'm not a thirsty love
but
boy.
But when you wait, do you understand that when you say I'm deprived of holding hands, that makes you seem like a thirsty love boy?
Sure. Not really.
What is the answer? Sure or not really?
What is how am I thirsty?
To say
I don't need more inquire. I don't need people to inquire about holding my hand.
Okay, but sure. Robbie wants to hold hands. He doesn't need anyone, but he wants to hold hands.
I guess I just, yeah, I don't know. All right, what were you going to say?
No, Go ahead. What do you want to say? You don't need to inco- So you're holding hands.
No, I'm not holding hands.
Then what's happening?
But there's people that want to hold hands. It's not like I'm not trying to be thirsty about it.
So you're saying that you're denying yourself and other people touch holding your hands.
Probably.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I need to figure it out. That's how I feel. Because I can't be dreaming about holding hands.
Yeah, take a sip of your coffee. Take a sip of your coffee.
I can't be going to bed at night being like, I just want to hold hands.
That's what you're thinking as you go to bed
sometimes
at night?
Sometimes, yeah. Rob. This is not even a joke. I'm not even lying.
No, I know. I know. I know. I know, but you just paint this. But you paint this picture.
I know it's a wrong picture that I'm painting.
You're painting. I think sometimes
I don't. People, we need to be looked down upon to be like, oh, like I'll hold your hand. Like that's not the issue.
No, I don't even think that's the issue. I think that you're just painting this picture that you wanna just have this love affair. That you're this love
maybe.
Torn. Maybe. Have you ever had that in your life?
A love affair?
Yeah.
Not really. Not since I was a child. Not really.
I will say this. You give the wildest answers.
What?
Your love affair was only as a child.
Well, I was 17. I consider myself a child.
So you haven't had a love affair since?
Not really.
So you
I've like been too in my head to like have a love affair.
See, that's the thing. So when you say stuff like I've been yearning to hold people's hands.
Yes.
You physically want that, but mentally you can't handle that right now, right?
Probably.
So when you say that out loud, then people go, oh, I want to hold Robbie's hand.
I know. That's why I don't want
to.
Yeah.
So that's all I'm saying.
I can't commit to the
You can't commit
to
the
love
a
affair,
hands
but
holds.
I need to.
But then you're outwardly saying that you want a love affair.
I need like a Sandy Danny situation.
They end up together.
I know.
You don't need a Sandy.
Sandy and Danny pre-Grease. I want summer loving to happen.
You want to go out with someone for a month and have no commitment.
5 months. And fall in love, and then us not be able to be together because of some unforeseen circumstance.
There you go.
Well, maybe that's what I want.
That's what you want?
I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. Well, I was going to you were the one offering up this information.
A year ago, I was listening to the song We Used to Be, Life of the Party. Don't know about. Like, I listened to that song so many times last year. I found it around Valentine's Day. I listened to it. It was my most listened to song, and there's two versions that were in my top five. And I was just like, I want that. I want to experience this beautiful love and then be able to reflect on it. And I don't think I did that last year. And I tried, but it didn't work.
Okay, so now you're going to try again.
I don't know if I'm going to fucking try again, but I'm just sitting and going to bed dreaming about holding hands. I had to do this sketch thing that will come out, and we have to hold hands with people in the sketch, and I couldn't hold hands the way I normally like to hold hands because I'm too afraid that I'm like, I've been dreaming about holding hands, that I had to do the non-real way to hold hands.
Well, that's what I was going to talk right. about.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Everyone loves to hear your insights.
They love to hear me say nothing. Me fumble. Now you know what it's like to go on a date with me.
Because
I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I say I don't know a thousand times. Yeah. Everything. I say I don't know a million times.
If I was on a date with you right now, I would have no idea what you wanted.
No, I know.
I would have, literally, if I was on a date with you right now, I would be nauseous.
I think that happens.
I would physically be nauseous and not know whether to leave or go.
I think that happens.
Or if I should stay, if you want me to touch you, if you don't want me to touch you.
No, people, I think women get confused.
I would have
like,
no
what?
Idea.
It's really embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I don't know what I'm saying on this, but it's true. It's embarrassing.
I mean, you just should collect yourself.
Yeah, I know. I just say I don't know a lot. Yeah, it's wild. Anyways, holding
hands.
You and
I need to make a rule.
What's the rule?
The next dates we go on.
Okay.
We need to be excited and be like, yes, this is a great thing.
I agree.
I want to be like, I hope that this becomes something.
I agree. That is a good rule. I know the, yeah.
I
went
on
a date.
Dates. Look at this. I got a big cut on my magic makeup. I told you I had a cut on my magic maker.
Yes, you did.
I told you. I got a cut on my magic maker.
You said wild things. I bet we could say it for the Patreon.
I got a cut.
We had a wild phone call this weekend.
Well, I told you I can't finger with my right hand.
Yes.
That's what it was. I told you. I screwed myself. I don't know if I'll ever be back in the game. And you go, why? I said, I burnt my fingers. I burnt my hands on the toaster oven, right? And I go, And you go, can't you? What if you don't think you could just use your other hand if you were in that situation?
Well, you definitely could.
And I said, no, I can't.
Yeah, because you're such a master. He goes, you're not doing what I'm doing with my right hand.
With my left.
Oh, your left is your good one. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Your left is your good one.
Told you, I'm ambidextrous.
And he's right-handed.
Right-handed.
I don't know.
I'm. Yeah.
I believe you.
You believe?
Yeah.
You're God. You're godsend. I could talk out my
ass
and
you'll
believe me.
Probably, to
believe,
be honest.
What makes you believe me with that stuff?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Why would you lie?
Because
just to me? Yeah, I got this podcast I do with this kid, and I just fucking tell him I'm awesome at fingering. It's fucking awesome. I'm not, but he believes it.
He believes it. It's awesome.
That's
so,
all I need, him to believe it.
Every this day he comes kid. Here, I feel so fucking good. He goes, how was your weekend? I go, you don't even know. Meanwhile, my
gushers.
Weekend. Gushers. Dude, I was fucking tasting the rainbow, bro. It was fucking wild. Meanwhile, my weekend is literally me teaching improv and lying alone in my room. My weekend is literally me working nonstop and just lying in bed looking at TikTok.
Yeah, no, I believe it.
That I do that on the weekend?
I believe that, yeah. But also that when you are intimate, it goes well.
When I'm active in the
Why
game.
Why would I not believe
but
it?
But I'm going to be out of the game for months.
Months? No.
That's a deep cut.
That'll be done in a week.
I'll see you in the summer. This is a summer cut.
That's a summer cut.
This is gone till the summer. Anyways.
What were you going to say about holding hands?
To holds like this.
Okay.
For me, the level of holding someone's hand in between fingers locking like that feels so intimate to me that I struggle.
I like it a lot. I think it is extremely intimate.
I think it's actually, like, people in New York, like, I think to walk down the street holding someone's hands, fingers locked, means, like, you must be engaged or something. I have to be feeling a ring to get the fingers locked.
Really?
I could do palm
I just
palm
can't
upon.
Do this.
Why not?
Because it feels fake.
This feels like you're a child. Look, this feels like me, like, come on, let's go. Like, yeah. Me pulling you along.
I'm like, what are we doing? We don't need to do. I'd rather just have my hands free at that point if we're not.
If you're not fingers and fingers.
Yeah, if you're not getting the intimacy of that. But one time I was on a date.
What feels good about that to you?
I don't know.
My fingers feel too fat for that. I feel like I'm too fat to hold hands.
Really? I'm sorry. I mean, that. Do you think that's true? I don't know.
I feel like my.
No, you think that's on you? Do you like what are
being
you
being fat?
No, like
let's think about
feeling.
This. I mean, there's some
no,
parts
no.
That are
do
on
you
me.
Feel
there are like, some parts that I definitely indulge.
Do you think the person
much?
Whose hand you're holding, I doubt that it
that they're feeling that.
No, yeah. What do you feel?
I mean, it must feel amazing. No one hates squeezing a plushie.
So I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay, cool.
I wouldn't worry about if you want to be holding hands like that. Hold hands like that.
Okay.
Maybe. I went on a second date a while ago, and she wanted to do that, and I felt like I was like we're on second base in public.
Yeah, that's
or like everybody can, I don't know. I just was like, this feels like we're moving too fast.
People like to hold hands.
Yeah.
I've held hands on like a first date, and when I hold hands on a first date or something, if it's happened in the past, I do feel kind of uncomfortable. And I remember right after my ex.
Like walking? Like if you're in a movie and you're all right, we'll hold the hands for a little bit.
Movie's a different story.
Yeah, I agree.
Movies, I'm walking. But
walking and holding hands.
Walking and holding hands is a very advanced couple relationship thing.
I agree.
And I think that times in first dates, I mean, after my ex, I remember I held someone's hand and they were like right afterwards because I was so used to holding hands.
Yeah.
With someone. And I've had to like adjust a little bit to like, going from people don't realize it once you're out of like a long-term relationship, you have certain behaviors that you had with a woman, and then you're like, oh, I can't instantly apply that to other women.
Yeah, interesting.
That was like a learning curve for me.
Yeah. Like I can't. What else were you trying to do?
I said I love you after I had sex with a girl once.
Yeah, but it was that's a learning curve. Yeah,
I told
no,
you
I know,
it was
I know,
instinctual.
I know. Yeah,
I think we talked about this once before. Yes. That like literally I finished. She got off me, pillow princess.
Not off you. Oh, you're the pillow princess.
I'm the pillow princess.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm the pillow princess. She got off me, and I go, oh, I love you. Because just I was like so used to like saying that.
Yeah.
After every time we would have sex.
Yeah, damn, wow. And did you have to apologize?
No, I started beatboxing.
No.
I love you. I started making noises.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how like you cover up a fart in like when you would fart in class? And you probably never did. But if I farted in class in elementary school or high school, I would like start like
okay,
banging on the desk, like playing the beat pretending on my mouth.
It wasn't
pretending
you.
Like it was just a random noise.
Okay.
I did the same tactics for after I said I love you after fucking someone for the first time. I did the same tactics as me, a junior high kid that farted in class in front of everyone. I was like, oh, I've trained for this moment. And that moment was I ate a bacon, egg, and cheese too close to first period and I'm foofing in class. I go, I know exactly what this moment is. I said I love you to someone after having sex one time. I go, ooh.
Did they call it out? Or you think they didn't hear?
There was other weird things happening.
Yeah, yeah.
I made it so that there was so many other weird things happening that they would not be able to clock.
Okay. And not take it as earnest.
Not take it as earnest.
That's good. That's good.
Not, they knew. They at least knew if they. We never spoke of it.
You never did. Okay.
But I. If they at least heard me, they knew that I was like I messed up.
Yes. Did you hang out again after?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I didn't say it again.
Again. Okay.
That is
a good adjustment.
Yeah. Yes. So like, there are adjustments for me, and I think that one thing that I never feel uncomfortable on dates unless like it's a first date and someone tries to hold my hand.
Yeah. I could see that.
I just feel uncomfortable.
I know.
I don't know. That's
but you would have sex with them.
I don't have sex on the first date.
You don't?
No. I'm too old for that shit.
I know. I'm not. I don't think I will moving forward. That was one of the things I said I'm not going to do. After 30, one night stands.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
And only have sex with people I like.
I'll fool around.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Like to fool around a little bit, but I don't think I want to have sex on the first dates.
That's probably good.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's fair. I think it's like people talk online.
Assess the situation a little bit more, get to know somebody better.
Yeah. I don't think that I would do that, but holding someone's hand on a first date always made me feel and I didn't want to like pull away.
Yeah.
No, also, I agree. Pants fall down. My pants like slag a lot.
You need the hand.
So I kind of am pulling up my pants. So I'm like, kind of,
so
imagine.
You're doing this.
Imagine, yes. I'm running a fucking pony. Because
you
kind
of have to.
I'm holding her hand. I'm pulling my pants
only
up.
You have one hand for the pants.
I'm boogieing. Yeah. I'm boogieing around Brooklyn.
Yeah, it is a little uncomfortable. I feel you on that.
Yeah, so I would be like.
But then it's wild to be like, I'm too uncomfortable to hold your hand, but I would have sex with you.
It's
which is
completely
kind of
wild.
A position I've been in.
Yeah, and I don't know what that is inside of me that was like, doesn't want that. I would, if I was lying in bed with someone, I wouldn't mind holding hands.
That's what I was saying. I wouldn't do that also.
You would hold their hands.
And lying in bed, but
yeah,
walking around just seems really intimate. Because it's PDA too. But I'll make out.
I would make out so hard.
Same. That's strange. I agree with you, though.
I
wonder if other people
logic.
Agree with this.
Yeah, no, I don't understand
their
logic.
I wonder if other people feel this way.
This is flawed man logic right here.
Yes, for sure.
This we need to address that sometimes we say we have good takes on stuff, and sometimes we are testosterone-driven.
Yeah.
And we are testosterone-driven when it comes to holding hands on first dates.
I'm sorry, everyone. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But I'm also not lying when I'm saying I'm going to bed being like, I just want to hold somebody's hand.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah.
But then it's not real. That's not really what you want.
It's deeper. I just want to be at a place where I feel comfortable holding
somebody's
hand.
That's what I want. Right?
And that level of like stability and just like, I feel like that's what I would be able to have. But I just don't see a path to that.
You know what I do when someone starts holding my hand on a first date?
What?
I do like a joke.
Okay.
Classic joke.
What is the joke?
Usually because after, no one ever holds hands before kissing.
You think so?
I mean, unless you're in junior high.
I've done that a lot.
As an adult?
Hold before kissing. No.
As an adult, you've held a hand before
maybe.
A kiss?
Maybe.
I would call the police.
Really?
If you held
in
my
a
hand,
movie, I think I did.
That's different because you're sitting, you're like touching, you both reach for the Coke Zero.
Yeah.
I knew.
Definitely in a movie.
I'll tell you this. I know how comfortable I am with a woman based on the size soda I get at the movies.
Okay.
If I get a small, if we ever went on a date and I got a small Diet Coke, know that I am extremely uncomfortable around you.
Okay.
Extremely. The level of Diet Coke I get at the movies on a date is how comfortable I am with the person.
How can a woman make you feel comfortable?
It's on. It's not on them. It's on me.
It's not on them at all?
I'm not saying it's on. It's about me.
But there is a range. So there is a range of different behaviors that makes you feel comfortable to not.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if I'm going with my family or my sister.
Of course.
I'm getting a, but date, I'm a, first getting a date. Barrel.
Of course.
I'm getting a barrel of Diet Coke.
On a first date.
I go, excuse me, do you have any chairs that is Diet Coke that I could drink out of as I sit in it?
I mean, I get a large of everything at the movies. I know it's different. But just so you know, I get a large.
I know you do. And with you, I get larges.
Of course, of course.
I would never.
No.
I don't give a shit what you think.
No, I don't think, yeah. I would, of course.
If ever, here, Robbie, keep me honest. If ever I get a medium, you could chime in to the person and that be like, he wants a large.
Okay.
If ever I get a medium diet soda, I want you to cut me off and say, stop. I want you to look me in the eyes and say, what's the matter?
Yeah.
What's going wrong? Why aren't you getting the large?
Yeah.
Why aren't
you getting the large? It's a waste of money to get the medium.
Not even. Just you would know something is emotionally going on with me.
I know.
That I'm not there.
Yes.
So I think the level of the size of a Diet Coke I get at the movies with the girl is how comfortable I am in that situation.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good that we address things that sometimes that we have to figure out. Because this is
something
we
do have
to
figure out.
We should look into why we're so uncomfortable holding hands. My trick that I do. Embarrassing.
Okay.
But we'll say it.
All right.
Because you say embarrassing things.
Sometimes. What's up?
Did you hiccup?
I don't know what I did. I need to quit smoking.
Yeah, man, you do.
I know. I smoke every day. Again.
Quit.
I know. But I haven't vaped, which I was thinking about in a minute. Haven't bought a vape. The vape was really wild move that I was just vaping every time I missed this girl. That was wild. That was a wild behavior.
I mean, I tried to.
No, I know. I just looking back, I was like, I was really just training my brain.
I think I hit a point with you that when I tell you something that's bad, you just.
I listen to you.
No!
That's a lie.
No!
I listen to you more than I don't.
I listen to you. I'll tell
you
why.
No,
I do.
I listen to you more than you listen to me.
No, I listen to you. I'll tell you why. I go to watch the new live action Avatar.
Okay.
Because you tell me to watch the cartoon. I couldn't make it through the cartoon.
Didn't even try.
I did try.
Okay.
I watched 4 seasons.
You watched 8 episodes.
8 episodes.
2.5 hours.
What, are you kidding me? That's a lot.
All right.
I go to watch the live action Avatar. I can't make it 30 seconds without thinking about how you would feel about me watching the live action Avatar without watching the original.
No, you can watch it. You can watch it.
I can't make it 10 seconds without thinking about you.
You could watch the live action.
I made it 3 minutes and it took me about a half hour because I was just debating how you would feel about it.
You weren't texting or anything?
Texting?
3 minutes? I mean,
I would pause. I go, he's going to kill me.
You could watch it.
If he finds out that I watched this, he's going to kill me.
It's just not as good, and it doesn't have as much charm, but you didn't like the charm. So maybe you'll like the live action more. You didn't like the silly little games and the whatever. They kind of just put you right into a lot more serious of a tone in the live action than I think they do in the cartoon.
Don't say I don't think of you.
Okay.
I was thinking of you.
That's
all,
nice.
All weekends.
Because of this live action Avatar.
Because of this live action Avatar. All weekends. I tried to watch.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to stress
TV.
You out.
I was stressing, pulling hair out my head.
Okay.
I was trying to watch on the TV. I couldn't do that. Then I tried to watch on the laptop later. Couldn't do that. I go, what would Robbie think? I'm gonna see Robbie, and I know that he'll do this. He'll be like, he'll be looking around everywhere. He goes, so you watch the new Avatar? and then I'll go be like, yeah, I checked it out, and you'll be like. Not good. It's a waste. You wasted your time. Like that you just be furious.
No, I'm not furious.
Okay. Well, I didn't.
If you want to try it, try it. I think the cartoon is obviously significantly better. I would say give that more of a chance, but.
So this is what I do sometimes.
Okay.
And I mean,
what's
this
your
is
trick?
Fun. It's not a trick.
Okay.
Maybe this is toxic.
All right, let's hear it.
I'll be holding hands and my pants will be falling.
Okay.
So I'm riding the pony.
Okay. Jump on it.
I'm riding the pony. All right, I'm riding the pony around Brooklyn. All right? Okay. I should get a cowboy hat.
Not a bad move.
Not a bad move at all. I would fit in the South.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You do a good Foghorn Leghorn.
Imagine I moved to the South and just did the voice. Pretend that was me.
I mean, you're funny when you do it.
But I guess it's offensive.
How long can you shake your cheeks? Every time you talk.
I would be like, oh, damn. I would go like this. I go, oh, damn. I go, I go, oh, damn. I go, yo, walk in front of me so I can see that ass.
That's what you say? While you're holding hands?
Yeah, so then we stop holding hands, and I, like, make jokes about how hot her ass is.
I mean, I'm sure people find that hot.
I mean, I do.
That's not my move.
I do like that. That is a move I do.
I don't have that move.
And then
I have no moves.
And I'll go, oh, fuck. I mean it.
Yeah.
And not everyone gets that move also.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
Not everyone gets that booty move. You want to see.
Not everyone gets that move.
Okay.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I just don't have that in me to do.
And that's kind of how I detach from the handhold.
Interesting. And you don't want, like, to, because you don't want a handhold.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I just kind of pulled away or, like, started to talk with my hands.
Yeah.
And then it got brought up. And I was just like, I just don't know. I'm sorry. I like you, but I just don't.
You pull away from a handhold, it gets brought up.
Yeah. You could try to be slick.
You pull away from a handhold, it gets brought up.
Yeah. I don't know if we've talked about this. I don't know the last time I had a sober first kiss. I maybe was in high school.
Are you kidding me, Robbie?
I really don't remember, and I'm sorry if I am misspeaking here, but being completely, both people, 100% sober, kissing for the first time, I think that the last time I've done that is in high school.
Robbie.
I think this is more common than you would think.
That makes me feel so bad for people.
No, I don't feel bad for me.
I'm just saying, do you know how exciting it is to kiss?
I also am somebody who people have to be like, are you going to kiss me? That happens to me a lot.
I will say, can I say this?
What?
I'm a true believer of you don't need to add alcohol or drugs to moments that are already exciting. I don't disagree.
It's extremely exciting. It's just like anxious. It helps to have a little drink.
I think people add those things to moments that are so exciting. So like I go do comedy. People drink before comedy.
Yes.
A lot because they want to like numb the thing. I guess I'm just a true fucking addict that I'm like, I want to feel it so pure.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if that's worse. Be like, I want to feel the nervousness. I want to feel the excitement. I would rather be sober and kiss someone.
Because I think me too. At this point, I just don't have that. I also think in order to kiss someone sober, I have to be really intentional. It's the same thing with the holding the hands. It's like, I really, really like you. I'm like, we're just both sober and I want to kiss you. And that's like a very intentional move where it's like if I'm really drunk and you're really drunk and we're just kissing, it's like, all right, we're just having fun messing around.
So you're saying that you think people drink alcohol before their first kiss so it kind of like numbs the importance of that kiss. That's like,
I don't know if everyone, but me sometimes. Like, or I'm just only doing it in those situations.
Because you have a scapegoat now. You're like, no matter what, I was drunk.
But I'm not going into the night necessarily like that.
But you think that it could be that.
Yeah, it's like I meet somebody out. Yeah, you meet somebody or whatever, you're going out. It's a less serious thing.
Cool.
Than if you're two people on a date. I also didn't go on a date from 2015 to 2020. I didn't go on a single date. So how am I going to have a sober first kiss?
No, you're
on
right.
On the subway?
No, you're right. You're right. How would you?
And then a lot of first dates, you drink.
Yeah. But I think I would say having one drink is still a sober first kiss.
I mean, zero drink. That's what
I've
mean.
Had zero drinks and had a first kiss.
Yeah, I haven't in a long ass time. Probably really 20. Nice. Yeah.
I hope that your next kiss, or not your next.
My next first kiss?
I hope that a first kiss soon is sober for you.
That would be cute.
That would be really cute. But you can't bring it up to them. You sometimes are too honest.
Yeah, I know.
To a fault.
Yeah.
That you'll like kiss someone and then you'll look at them and be like, no, I never do sober first kisses. Normally I'm hammered and I go down on them for 45 minutes. Right after you kiss the girl for the first time.
I know, but I might be like, I don't know. I just say I don't know a lot.
You would kiss. You would have a first kiss with a girl and pull away and be like, I should have done that. That was a big mistake.
I've done that before.
Oh God, you can't
not a
do
sober
that.
First kiss, but I've kissed someone and just been like thinking out loud how I feel about the implications of it, which is rude.
There's a line between honest and rude.
Yeah, that I toe.
Toe?
That I step over.
Then if you're toeing, the nails are long.
All right, the nails are long. I step over. I step over the line a lot.
Because here's, yeah, it's okay. It's I do too. Everyone has issues, you know?
Which I think is sometimes better than lying.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not also lying. Not telling.
But people play too many games. People play too many games. People need to get off the phones, I think, a lot with a lot of this dating stuff.
You know what makes me feel so bad?
What?
About the phones.
What?
When I see a very, I don't know why it does this, but when I'm online, this is one of the worst feelings I have.
Okay.
When I see like an 80 or 70 year old influencer, it makes me feel so bad inside. And because I'm like, life is almost over for you. Why aren't you like doing something besides talking online?
Yeah.
I guess
they want the popularity or maybe some money. That's what's bleak is if they need the money.
If they need the money, that's really bleak.
I know.
No matter what, it feels so bleak to me. And then I go, why do I hold older people to a higher standard than someone that could live a full life?
Oh, yeah.
And then I go, why am I not feeling bad about a 30-year-old that's online, like talking to camera, being an influencer?
Yes.
Why do I feel bad when it's like a 70 or 80-year-old telling you life advice online? It just makes me feel like, wait, there isn't more. You don't have like a bucket list? You don't have like a thing that you want to get done in life that you're like, no, I want to devote time to like
this thing.
TikTok?
Yeah.
To devote time to TikTok at 80 is literally like, God, just take them. Sorry.
I know.
It makes me feel so bad inside. But then I think to myself, I go, why am I not holding myself to that standard?
Yeah.
And then
you're a larger scope than just.
Yes.
Just TikTok videos.
But here's the thing then. I go, also, who's worse? That person that's watching, that is producing TikToks, or the 70-year-old, my mother, who's not 70.
Who's just sitting watching.
My mother, who's watching videos all day.
Yeah.
Like, who's better?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know.
There's either. The one woman I think is funny.
Very old woman.
Yeah, that's like shits on her.
I don't have any boyfriends.
Yeah, yeah.
She
dances on the graves of her bullies and shit like that.
But it feels like someone else is producing that for her.
Maybe so.
Yes.
And yeah, then it's like, probably.
Oh, come on, let's do this.
Or she did one or two and then it like.
Seconds of her day.
Yes.
But there are like people actively trying to be influencers.
Oh, that would be even worse.
Like
someone trying and failing.
I stumbled across someone that was like 75 years old trying to be an influencer. It just made me feel bad.
Yeah. But I guess we can't judge. I don't know.
We can't judge.
The people are people. They like the validation at any age.
That's right. That is right.
Yeah.
My mom always sends the meme. Remember, this is my first time living too.
That is nice.
Yeah, it's a scapegoat. It's a scapegoat.
Yeah, but I think that. You gotta think that a little bit. As you get older, yeah, you get closer in age almost in a way. A relative.
You don't get closer in age.
You get relative. You've spent more percentage of the time.
More relatable.
Yeah.
The only thing that you don't do is get closer in age.
That's not what I meant.
I know.
What I meant? What is like one,
the difference between
1 to 30 is 30 times. You know what I mean? Your mom has lived 30 times longer than you.
Calculator Joe coming out.
All right, so your mother, we'll say your mom has you at 30 years old. I'm 1 year old. She's lived 30 times longer than me.
My mother had me at 1 year old. My mother had me at 30, and you're one?
No, like your mom had you at 30. You're 1 year old.
Okay. And where are you?
She's lived 30 times longer than you.
Where are you?
Now you're 30. She's 60. She's lived 2 times longer than you. So the relative experience goes down. That's kind of what I mean.
There you go.
That's what I'm trying to say.
There you go.
And then when you're 60, she's 90.
Robbie's applying to MIT for math experience.
You've lived almost the same. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You can have almost the same perspective at 60 and 90. Close to. As close as you'll get.
As close as you'll get, yes. Right? Yes, I know. When the age ranges, moves forward, you're right.
Yeah.
The time lived becomes closer.
Yes.
Yes. Beautiful. That is nice. Yeah. And I do think that it's nice to be thinking about that sort of stuff.
But no, there's too many rules on the internet. There's too many, like, little, even with just posting the liking a story video and all these people reaching out, I'm like, I think people are really looking way too deeply into, like, micro things.
I know. A couple of people reach out to me being like, you liked my story. And I was like, oh, you posted about, like sometimes it's like you posted about, like, a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Or, like...
I think people are just way too online right now. And so, we need to get back in person. It's just like, what is happening in person is what's real. And we're just like creating, maybe because it's content, maybe because it like helps us fit a narrative, but we're creating too many rules, too many things, too many signs, too many
things.
We need to take a slow down a little bit.
Things are bleak in society.
Very bleak.
Things are bad.
They're so bleak.
You know how I know? Because every day I log on to Instagram and I see the same meme.
What?
We are 30 days away from the longest amount of sun that you'll see all year.
I know. People, I'm one of those people.
I know. They just count down the hours, count down the days till they get a little more sun. That's how you know that people are literally in cages. That people are literally in the shackles of work.
Yeah.
That they're like, oh, today I'll get to see 25 minutes of sun.
It's bleak, bro.
It's bleak.
It's bad.
It's very.
It's real.
I understand.
People go to work and then they come. They don't see the sun all day.
I 100%. I don't blame them for posting that meme. I think that I could. Or is corporate America laughing at those though?
How evil are
they going to be? Because yeah. I'm saying like, it's almost bad that they pretend not to be evil. I wish they just went full throttle evil so that we could point out how bad they were.
Of course.
I wish they all grew long mustaches.
I mean, I wish they're showing themselves more and more. I don't know. People choose not to see it, I guess. I have no idea. People want to believe it's not bleak. I get that. But it's fucking bleak.
To count down the days for more sunlight because you work inside all day?
Yeah.
Life is tough.
That's bad.
Life is tough.
Yeah.
I mean, KFC's out here doing cheetsas.
I know.
Cheetsas. We can't even call it a chicken parm anymore. Life is so sad that we have to call chicken parm cheetsas. Because it's like chicken parm ain't enough. We got to call it, it's pizza.
Make it up. Yeah. No, it's bad. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I'm watching SNL and then it just cuts to like dialysis alternative medication commercial. And I'm like, this is bleak. Like, they're just selling us alternatives to dialysis on the big sketch comedy show where like felt like a lot of people were trying to sit down and watch comedy.
Yeah.
And then you just have a break and it just goes to, are you not unable to live your life because you're spending too much time on dialysis? And I'm just like,
uh-oh.
This feels like this is selling to you. Like this isn't even just like a PSA. Like this is somebody's paying a lot of money to sell you this thing. Right after sketch comedy, I'm like, this doesn't work live.
What's that smell again? Yeah. It's Tommy Farts.
Like, if this.
Do you need to refinance your home? Has living alone been too much? Elderly roommates are more and more popular every day.
It's like, it doesn't work. If it was in the room and they had.
Geriatric Airbnb. If after your spouse dies and you can't afford a home, Airbnb your house. Back to Stinky Fingers.
Like, I will say that SNL is not doing itself any favors by having pharmaceutical companies advertise on their show. Nah. Like, it's not going to work in the room. Like, if you're like, all right, we're going to take a short break. Here's a word from our sponsors. And it's just like bleak pharmaceutical commercials.
Yeah.
The room, when you come back out, the energy in the room is going to be dead.
Yeah, but they don't experience.
No, I know, but that's not. But then, like, why are you doing that for the lot? Like, we're also trying to consume comedy.
They don't care.
I'm like, yeah.
They think about the highest money that.
Yeah,
they can get.
I guess
they
that you
think
can
about
get
the highest money they could get.
But probably. We need a little bit of a. Let's get some Pepsi, maybe, or something.
Pepsi was great. Can we get?
Get a Pepsi commercial going, not
at least
dialysis.
It was a Sprite.
Yeah.
And did it make sense? No, because they were drinking Sprite as they play basketball.
Sure,
right? But who cares?
At least it's not going to take me fully out.
The sad commercials when I was a child was, help, I've fallen and I can't get up, which was kind of fucking funny. Right?
Yeah, or a kid gets melt into the couch from smoking weed. That was supposed to be like the serious tone.
Those were the serious commercials, right? There was nothing that was that crazy. No. And then the other commercials were like you were on a wave and all of a sudden you realized you were inside someone's mouth because it was gushers, right?
Yeah.
That was most of the commercials. Now, every commercial is literally like, has your home been taken away from you? Are you diabetic? Have you recently had to bury your husband? Don't worry. Meals on Wheels.
It's not good.
It's like so bad.
Yeah.
Or it's political stuff.
Political or pharmaceuticals. Selling you drugs.
This is why Netflix ruined television.
Yeah.
But at least there's no commercials.
Yeah.
For now.
For now.
For now.
They're coming back.
Commercials are coming.
Which is mind blowing.
Commercials are coming.
I don't think they realize that people are just going to not pay for it.
Oh, people will pay for it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
For commercials on their Netflix?
Yeah.
I'm going to cancel.
That's what cable TV was.
No, I know. But then I don't know. I'll go outside. Forgot how much I used to go outside. Every day I would be outside.
Is the thing, outside is money too.
Now it is, yeah. I got to find free ways to go outside. I'll go to the park. Bring my basketball. That's what I got to do. I gotta find friends to hang out at the park with.
Mom, there's this 40-year-old man. He keeps showing up to the
30,
park.
I'm 30.
He's this 40-year-old man. He wears bad bunny shirts and speaks bad Spanish to me. He just speaks bad Spanish. And he goes, hey, can I play? And then he falls on the ground a lot. And he says, foul. Mom, I'm 12.
We have played basketball with the youth of America in the past few years. But I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I mean, people, it is bleak.
Very bleak.
I mean, even Love is Blind is bleak.
How is it bleak?
How is it bleak?
I mean, the premise is bleak, right?
Yeah, the premise.
The whole, you mean that it exists is bleak?
Just the idea that they're, like, willing to go on the show and find love.
Oh, yes. Do you think anyone is going on any type of reality TV show for the intended purpose of the reality TV show or just clout only? Because it feels like it's only clout at this point.
I think there was a guy that was going on for
love.
Love, and everyone called him weird. One person was, and he was asking questions, how many Instagram followers do you have, and are you doing the show for clout?
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Ah, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it was
actually, but also, buddy, you went to the wrong spot.
Went to the wrong spot.
I'm sorry that it makes sense that you would go there and think you would find love, but you just went to the wrong place.
Yeah, you definitely went to a poor guy.
Are people responding positively to him?
Well, they edited him very poorly.
Really?
Because they edit people to be villains.
Okay.
That's a thing that you don't realize. You go on the reality show, they'll make you, you could say whatever you want, so they'll twist the story.
Yeah. Do you think most people realize that?
Can I say what my dream job is?
What?
My dream job is to write songs for in-between scenes of reality shows.
Okay.
Because they are original songs, and they are some of the best music I've ever heard.
I don't even know if I've ever experienced this.
It's amazing, Robbie. A song will be like two people broke up, and now they're like cutting to the restaurant, and the song will be like, your heart's been torn by a man from DMs on the internet. Time to go to work now. But it'll be
this
like...
This is because they don't have a music budget?
Yes!
and somebody has to make the original...
But it sounds like a real, like, if you have to listen closely, and then you'll be like, do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do, rip my heart, feel no more,
I need
to go to the Jersey Shore, and then they'll cut to them at DJs.
Is there a CJ, CD?
Like
is it come out? Like you could listen to this music?
It would be incredible.
That's so funny.
Just like 20 second hits.
I've never seen this.
The best of the Real Housewife interludes.
I didn't know that this exists.
It's so
that
incredible.
Is funny.
It would be my dream job. But so there's that woman on. You don't watch Love Is Blind?
No.
There's a woman on it that said that she looked like Megan Fox.
Okay.
Right. And I think things have gotten out of hand with this woman.
Okay.
Does she look like Megan Fox? No. But that's not the point. First thing, saying who you look like or who, telling anyone they look like anything is always a mistake, no matter what. But this woman said that she looked like Megan Fox probably because she was told by a drunk guy or a guy that wanted to hook up with her that she looked like Megan Fox.
Definitely.
And she held on to that fact. She said, I look like Megan Fox. Someone told me I look like Megan Fox. And now she told other people. Now, is she lying when she said, someone told me I look like Megan Fox? No. Was that guy lying to her? Yes.
Maybe, yeah.
Because he wanted something from
her. Hook
up
with her.
He was like, and here's the logic of a guy. He goes, I think you're hot. Who else is hot? Megan Fox. You are Megan Fox. That is the logic of the man that wants to hook up with her.
Yeah, that's as good as a compliment as he knows how to give.
That's it. He couldn't say, oh, I think I love your eyes.
You look beautiful.
You look beautiful, right? Instead, he goes, me, I need to think of a hot woman quick. Megan Fox. And now because this drunk asshole told her that she looked like Megan Fox, she now has to go on the internet and apologize to Megan Fox saying, I'm so sorry I said I look like you.
She does not have to apologize.
That's what she did.
I feel bad. She did not have to do that.
She literally went to Megan Fox and said, I'm sorry that I said I look like you.
She did not have to do that.
Because the internet is tearing her apart.
Internet needs to relax.
It's not her fault. We need to relax.
It's not her fault at all.
You know whose fault it is? Guys lying to her. You know who says that you look like Henry Cavill?
Well, that's what I was going
to
say.
Girls that want you to eat their pussy.
I was just going to say.
It's lies. Robbie can see through it. He's an idiot, and he knows you're lying to him.
I'm watching a video the other day. Literally 2 days ago, I'm watching a YouTube video of Henry Cavill, and I'm like, I don't look like this guy. This guy is beautiful. Like, But while I'm watching this, I'm like, will I stop telling people that he's my celebrity lookalike? No.
100%.
100 people have commented on videos, have DM'd me.
And can I tell you why,
and
Robbie?
Said, of course.
They like you.
Yeah.
Which is a great thing.
Sure.
We tell people they look like hot celebrities when we think they're hot.
Absolutely. And I'm like,
which is I'm
trying to see it, too. I'm really looking at this video.
I know
I'm really
are,
trying
baby.
To see
I
it.
Know.
And I'm just going, it's not.
I know.
It's not there.
I know.
But, I mean, one guy, this is again me being crazy. One guy at a bartender one time in the Caribbean was like, are you related to Henry Cavill? Do we think he wants to hook up with me?
Yes.
Maybe.
Or
he's a bartender.
He's,
you're right.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I fall for it so easily.
He's in the service industry.
I was talking to somebody the other day. And I was like, this bartender flirted with me. Yeah. Before.
Yeah,
way
before.
I know. I know. Somebody's
you know
like, their job is to flirt with you. Bartenders, I forget that bartenders' jobs are to flirt with you.
You know what else he said?
What?
He said, a bunch of old women come up and goes, oh, what are we all, sisters here? Right? How many times a bartender saying sisters for literally a grandma and a grandchild?
Yeah.
Like, Robbie, these
I
are
know,
people
I'm falling.
That are,
I'm falling for it.
And here's the thing. She fell for these
exactly.
girls like Megan Fox.
So
it's
I relate
not
to this woman.
Fault.
I relate to this woman.
It's not someone. And I also, it might not even be the guy's fault. He might just be like, I think she's hot. Megan Fox is hot.
Or maybe he sees it.
Maybe
he's
sees
drunk
it.
At the bar. Maybe he sees it a little bit. Or you kind of look like. Maybe she's got light eyes,
like.
Dark hair.
She did kind of. It's not like.
If you got light eyes, dark hair.
That
and
was
what?
It.
Some cleavage?
That's what she had.
Then you get you can get a Megan Fox.
That's what you get.
I don't think that she needed to publicly apologize. The internet is crazy, though.
The internet is absolutely.
People are so mean.
Well, here's the thing.
Who cares?
All these people go on these shows for internet clout or because they don't want to be alone.
Okay.
Robbie.
What?
The fear of being single. The things that people in relationships are willing to put up with in order to not be single. Being single must be the scariest thing in the world.
Sometimes it feels like that.
Literally, the things that I hear people in couples, people willing to go on dates do to not be single, I go, what am I experiencing about being single that I don't know yet? What thing is going to pop out the closet and fucking try to kill me, right? Because the way people act to protect themselves from being single makes it sound like I'm on the Titanic and it's going down.
I love it.
Here's the thing.
I love a lot of it. It's very confusing, the things that people deal with.
People put up with years of not talking. This will be a situation. Someone will be with their husband or wife 30 years, sleep in separate beds, not talk, have bank accounts that aren't the same, not even go on the same vacation. And they'll sit down with you and they'll go, so why aren't you married yet? What if I turn
Absolutely.
To you and say, why aren't you divorced?
Yeah.
What do
we can't say that.
What do couples think is happening with single people?
I have no idea.
What do they? What's the?
I
big
think
they. Fear?
I don't know that we cry ourselves to sleep every night.
You know what I do? I take an edible, I play some video games, and then I slow jerk to porn. You know, you hear that, married men? I get to slow jerk to porn.
I don't understand.
Do you know the joys of that?
No, I don't understand. If you're not obsessed with this other person, what are you doing? Well, then you're not obsessed with yourself, obviously. And you're just finding, I don't know, it's very confusing.
Also,
fitting an image.
The way the lengths people go to be not single is wild also.
Yes.
Like, to go on a show like Love is Blind to not be single makes me feel crazy. Like, what is so bad about my life that people are willing to go this far?
It's wild.
90 Day Fiancé, I go, what am I not getting about not being married that's so terrible that I should be willing to marry a stranger? Married at first sight?
Yeah. Like, you, what is coming out of it? I guess a family? Maybe? I don't know. It just seems like there's other ways.
I cook and you do the dishes?
Yeah.
Is like, this the benefits?
There's an ideal version of being in a relationship, but that's not what most of you are achieving.
No.
So if you're not achieving that, I think if you could get the ideal version of being single down pretty well,
that's
going to be a lot better than a lot of versions of being in a relationship.
Getting the ideal version of being single down is a lot easier than ideal relationship.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing. Everyone goes, well, you help each other. I guarantee you it's a fraction of couples that actually are out here helping each other.
I don't disagree.
I see couples interact. They can't even decide when to leave a bar together.
A lot of couples fight in public over the smallest things. Oh, it's just we're joking around. And it doesn't feel like you're joking around. It feels uncomfortable to me, and it feels like you guys need to work this out away from me.
Do they think that I go at home and I yell at myself for what I ordered to eat and not sharing it with myself? Do people in couples think I go home and I go, Sebastian, I can't believe you said that. You know that I told you that in secret, and now you're telling everyone? You know what happens after I leave an event?
What?
I go home.
You go home. I can get pizza. I can smoke a joint.
I look
I can
at
watch
myself.
My YouTube videos.
Watch some YouTube. To decide what you want to watch and not have to debate about it is a beautiful thing.
It's amazing. There's a lot of small things that I don't want to give up.
Oh, God. And you know what?
There's so much nice things that I don't want to give up.
Here's the thing, that there's just not enough people promoting how nice single life is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of society that's telling us how you need to be in a couple and that being single is bad. So then people go to these extreme measures to either stay in a relationship or to get into one.
Yes.
Like, people will go on dates, 8 dates a week for a month.
I know.
Just in order
I know. Is that
to
offensive?
Not be single.
It does kind of feel like you're betraying because you have single friends.
It is offensive.
And it's like, what's so bad about this life?
It's extreme. It's actually.
Because people do go 5 dates a week.
It's actually saying, like, I would do anything not to be you.
Yes.
I would do.
It is.
Oh, God. I would literally. I have a part-time job. And what's that part-time job? Not to be you.
Yes.
Right? That's what it is.
It is a lot of that.
At a certain point, it is extremely offensive how someone will hate someone and actively tell all their friends, and they'll be open about how much they hate each other in a relationship and won't break up because I'd rather hate them than be alone.
I'd rather do that than be you. I'd rather hate the person I live with than be you.
It's a bad thing.
Yeah, it is offensive.
And here's the thing. There's great parts of being single.
There are so many great parts.
And no one addresses. I haven't gone to brunch.
I know.
7 years.
I know. One of my friends woke up. I mean, there was just no shade to women. It's just, this is just a fact of his life, and just you combine two people's schedules, it starts to get difficult.
Yes.
But he was in a relationship for 9 years.
Uh-huh.
Engaged to be married, the whole situation, and they broke up. And he was like, I woke up on a Saturday, and that was the first Saturday in 9 years that I woke up that day, and I did not know what I was going to do.
That's beautiful.
That's crazy to me.
And I will say this.
Especially
I do
you have a 9-to-5, and then you have two schedules of people's stuff that you have to do. You just plan. You just know the plan. Every week, you know the plan.
I want to say this.
What?
That, yes, I do think that being in a couple that's in love is the most ideal
situation.
Of course. But that's not like, would I rather be single or in a loving couple? I'd rather be in a loving couple.
Sure, of course.
But I don't think that's what's happening most of the time.
I agree.
And I don't know
how. And that takes work, and that takes compromise, and that takes like good communication and listening skills, and that takes two people, and you have to be able to put effort into that thing.
Yeah.
Just like I think you have to get yourself to a place where you enjoy and are at peace with being single. But I'm there.
I mean,
I'm in a good relationship with myself right now.
I'm not.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't bring that to someone else.
No, yeah.
Like, or if I have, I feel like a mess, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is hard. No, these people
why would
that
I
saw on the internet
uh-huh.
had, that I know, like friend of a friend, she's, the woman started a company called Golf Widows Club.
What does that mean?
It means that when golf season comes around, she feels like a widow. She's engaged. She's not even married, this woman. Not married. Engaged to be married. Golf season comes around. She feels like a widow. She made this thing Golf Widows around. Club. Because he's not around so much. And I'm like, you are hot. You're young. You're not even married yet. You don't have to do this life. You don't have to live this life where you feel, even if it's a joke, where you feel like a widow.
Also, he could break up with her and golf all the time.
He could golf all the time.
He could golf full time.
He wouldn't do that.
What?
He wouldn't do that. This girl's hot as hell.
But also,
he gets to do it. He's just golfing and then hooks up with his wife that it just thinks there feels like a widow.
They both could be happy.
I mean, it's wild.
If they just are living their better life.
It's just like, I would be embarrassed if I was the boyfriend, the fiance, that I'm like, oh yeah, but imagine you're getting married. Like, this is before the wedding.
Yeah.
And they're getting married and she's promoting or talking about, and her family knows that she has a Golf Widow Club.
I'm tired.
Oh, they don't see each other when the spring comes around. And are the parents paying for the wedding? Meanwhile, your daughter has a Widow's Club brand already and they're not even married.
I'm tired.
Like, girl, you don't have to fucking deal with this.
I'm tired of couples making jokes about how much they hate each other.
Me too.
It's literally,
I don't think it's funny.
From the outside, it is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It makes me go, well, this isn't permanent. This isn't,
you don't have to do this.
This isn't the 50s, this isn't the 20s, this is 2024.
Yeah.
Like, you could get a divorce. Most people do.
100%.
We don't need to let it get to the point
where... Or you don't even have to get married. You're dating. Like, some people are like, we're dating for 2 years and that's it. There's nothing we can do. There's stuff you can do.
It's hard. Here's the thing.
I get it's hard. I'm sure it's hard.
Leaving a relationship is hard.
I'm splitting don't doubt
assets
it.
Is hard. It's expensive, too.
Sure.
And that's part of the problem.
Yes. People don't want to admit they made a mistake, but we have one life. You got to move forward. Cut your losses. People need to learn how to cut their losses.
At a certain point, you just let it ride.
You just believe the lie?
You just let it ride.
Yeah, I don't. That's bleak to me. Bleak, bleak, bleak.
I mean, man, I mean, I was someone that was going to let it ride.
You were?
Yeah, probably. It's bleak.
That is.
Yeah, even though I was unhappy at moments, I didn't have the balls to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a different scenario.
Yes.
I think you liked the person.
I did. But that's looking different. Back.
Some people don't.
Yeah, some people don't.
And they know they don't. Yeah. And they don't care if it works or not. They're just like, this person annoys me.
Yeah.
That I spend all this time with.
I know. I saw this.
Like, you don't have to be with somebody who fucking annoys you all the time.
I saw this beautiful video being like, talking about how little amounts of time sex is in a relationship compared to how many meals you spend together, how many vacations you'll go on together in your lifetime, how many times will you go to the watch a movie together. And what we have to remember is that you're looking for a person that you want to do that stuff
with. You're looking for a best friend. This is best friend auditions, more than anything.
I mean, the ideal situation is best friend with an ass.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Best friend that you think is hot and you want to have sex with. And that's the ideal situation.
Finding a best friend that, like, has got a fatty.
Well, yeah, it's hard. And then I feel this way, which is wild that I'm going to say this, but whatever. I love my friends. I have great best friends. So to come in, you got to be a better, you got to be on the level at least of my closest friends that I have now accumulated pretty picky about who my close friends are.
Because here's the thing.
So you got to at least match them.
They come into your life.
Yeah.
Who are they taking time from? Seabass Provolone.
Seabass. Yeah. I mean, we don't even hang out that much, but oh my.
Oh, you can
yeah. But like all my close friends.
That you see on the regular.
That I see on the regular.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is, a lot of them now are getting in relationships.
And they'll start leaving you.
So then I'm seeing them less.
There's no one. I don't
but
see
it's that,
a lot
and
of.
And then also, I can hook up. Like if I need. I don't. I have not hooked up in a very long time. But.
Longer than you.
Yeah. Me and Sebastian are. He said wholesome summer last year, and we just have rode that out for way too fucking long.
I've made out and like,
yeah, that's wholesome.
And used to do finger
stuff. Used to do
until I got my shark bite.
Until he got his shark bite, he's out of commission.
I'm out of the biz.
And he can't use the other hand.
I'm gonna be walking around. I'm gonna be on the like when the player can't play in the Super Bowl or something. Be like. I remember when I used to be able to play. Not anymore. I'm all outside game. All perimeter.
I mean, you can figure it out. I
haven't seen the inside. I can figure it out.
Yes, I'm sure.
I haven't jumped in the deep end since 94.
It'll be fine in a few weeks.
Here's the thing that people don't talk about.
What?
Right? A thing that I think is something that affects a lot of people.
What?
The 30-year-old single people that are left behind when all their friends get into couples.
Yeah.
There is this idea that there's a group of 30-year-olds that are just here. And there's a few options that you could take when you're a 30-year-old that's single and you're not in a couple.
Okay.
One, drugs and alcohol.
Okay.
That's like a big one.
Yeah.
Like people don't realize they that becomes down. Yeah, it's just like, fuck it. I'm just going to hang out with 24-year-olds. I'm going to start drinking and partying again.
Well, that when I moved to the city, I was 23 and my whole group of friends was 30.
Because they lost a lot of their friends probably to like relationships. And they probably were like, fuck it. We're going back in the ring.
Which I didn't. Yeah. And I used to get invited to really cool events and stuff. And I always was confused about my role. But now that I'm 30, I get my role a little bit more.
What's your role?
It makes it's fun to have a young person around.
They're excited to do stuff.
Who's excited, who's seeing things for the first time, who can communicate with younger people also, who makes it a little less weird that we're at this club. Like, it helps. Does it not help?
Robbie,
but you have a 23-year-old at the club?
Robbie,
like, if I'm going out, if I'm 30, 31, 32, which was my friends were, and I'm friends with a 23-year-old, it makes it a little less weird that I'm going to this club.
You were helping old men get into clubs from day one in New
York.
No,
they were helping me get in. I was helping them talk to the clientele.
Oh my God.
Because the clientele was my age for the most part.
Besides going double downing on like going back into, because you leave the ring and then you go back into the ring.
Yeah.
You know, some people, their friends all get engaged, they all get married, you're still single, they jump back into the ring.
Yes.
The other thing is you jump into a hobby hard.
Yeah, which is fun.
Which is fun. I think that's fine. That's what like a lot of people do. They become like these hangarounds of like communities.
Yes.
Because then you need something.
No, you need a sense of community, which is that's a good thing.
And the last thing, which I think is the most common thing, is to just become a loner.
Okay.
Which sadly is, I feel like, what happens to most people then.
Yeah.
They're like, I just need to start learning how to survive alone.
Yeah. Or maybe they try to date then, or I don't know.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And life isn't built for singles.
No.
Capitalism is not built for a person being single.
No.
Why would capitalism not want you to be married?
I don't know.
Well, we could have one person at the restaurant or two.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised capitalism isn't backing poly. I think it's the banks that invented the term poly. They go, we could get more people to have to buy Christmas gifts for each other.
Well, they're hoping that the families make kids, and you can just keep making kids.
But think about how many kids a poly couple could have.
Are they? Yeah, that's not popular enough yet. But
it's gonna be.
You think so? Yeah.
If Big Bank has anything to say about
maybe
it,
maybe JP Morgan will start spreading poly relationships all throughout Brooklyn.
What's the P stand for in JP Morgan?
Poly.
That's what I'm saying.
John Poly Morgan.
Because they want. Why wouldn't they want more people?
No, for sure.
It's wild, man.
No, it's not set up to I mean, yeah, to live alone is really expensive. Everything alone is expensive. It gets cheaper as you add people.
It does.
Per person.
It does.
Yeah.
You can't even... I remember my friend was coming on a cruise with us, and it was, I think, more expensive for him to get a solo room than it was to, like, him get a room with another person.
That's crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
The world just isn't built for single people.
No.
So that's, I guess, why single people are like, I need to find someone.
Yeah.
Everything is easier.
Well, companionship is nice. If you're really lonely, then I get it. It's nice.
Yeah.
But.
Also, we live in the city. I think that we have to take into consideration people that live in the suburbs.
The people that live in the suburbs, I think if I lived in the suburbs, I would have a girlfriend right now.
Yeah, man.
Probably.
If you lived in the suburbs, you'd be getting a Wawa every Thursday night.
I thought I was going to marry my high school girlfriend or a college girlfriend.
You're so close to picking your nose as you say that.
I was very much like, that's going to be my life.
That would have been nice.
Yeah. I'm glad it didn't work that way.
You got to be glad about how life falls.
I am very glad.
You got to be glad about how life falls because there's
nothing. Could use some more money. Please support the Patreon.
There's nothing you could do.
Please support the Patreon.
Support the Patreon. Sebastian
and I can continue to be single.
Well, we can afford to be single. I have no choice.
He has no choice.
I'm out the market for months now with this bruise. Yes. You know how I did it?
How?
Sourdough in the toaster.
That will be done in a week. He's so dramatic.
Sourdough in the toaster.
You're so dramatic.
Well, I'm not dramatic.
He's extremely dramatic.
You think me?
I'm dramatic too. I did a long sigh in public talking to like somebody, and I had to sit down, and then the woman starts laughing at me.
Yeah, when I tell you that you do these things, I don't care that you do them in front of me.
You're just warning me
in the regular life.
Well, the woman was laughing at me and then remembered my name later.
Where were you?
I ordered pizza. So I went to Lucali, one of the hardest places to get fucking food in New York, and they had no reservations. I get there at 4:00. They have no reservations for the night. You have to wait in line with my friends. But then I pick up. I could get pickup. You could get 2.5 hours later. They're like, if you come back 2.5 hours later, you can get pickup. So now I'm just like thinking I might sit there, and I have this whole conversation with the woman that works the front desk, and I just like needed to think about what pies I wanted and if I wanted to do that. So I did like a long sigh and sat down and like put my hand in my face and was thinking. And I don't realize that I'm being so fucking dramatic and that this woman is just trying to do her job. And it's just like, who's this grown man?
That's stressing just over sighing a slice and
just
of
like,
pizza.
Oh, I need a second. I'm sorry. Yeah. Just like having a whole moment. But and then I came back 2.5 hours later. Yeah. And she remembered me.
So you're saying
and my name
being dramatic helped.
Yeah, I think so. It may be memorable. But I do need to remember that it is like I'm an adult.
You're an adult. You can't be dramatic over pizza.
I can't be dramatic.
You can't.
Long sigh, hands in my face, needing to sit.
Maybe you do need a girlfriend because maybe you wouldn't be doing
that. I probably wouldn't. I can't do that in front of.
That is also the thing. When you're single, you allow yourself to exhibit all sides of the emotion.
I'm just
you're
like, not I have no filter. I have zero filter. I don't have a corporate job. I don't have a girlfriend. I just say what I think. And like sometimes that's not what I mean.
Yeah.
I just, things come out of my mouth and I'm just not good at articulating them, nor do I have to be.
Well, you really were. You need to get better at articulating things. Yes. You literally have a podcast.
I know.
For you to say I'm not good at articulating and then say someone say what do you do and you go I have a podcast is the wildest one to punch.
I know, it's
punch.
Wild. You're right. No, you're right.
For you to
because I say things that come off offensive, I think, in the context of like a dating situation.
In a
it's like how could you say that? Yeah, sometimes I guess you're right.
So probably.
Yeah.
But that's okay, Rob.
Okay.
We can't stress about that.
No, we can't.
We can't stress about that. Beautiful. So, if all the people out there, if you want to check out the Patreon, go check out 5 minutes for free. If you like it, click.
Yeah, I have some. I need to talk about something on the Patreon that's been a running topic.
All right.
Also, I'm doing my show, Love Is Embarrassing, March 30th. It will be the same thing that I read at the last show. So, if you came to the last show, you don't need to come to this one unless you want to see it again. But I'm going to be reading this 18-page love book that I wrote my ex-girlfriend In the style of 500 Days of Summer. And I am going to invite a new group of improvisers to do improv off of it. It was a lot of fun the last time. So please come out. And yeah, March 30th, it is a Saturday. This is the one date that I have upcoming that'll be on a weekend. So yeah, please come out to that. And that's it. Please subscribe to the Patreon. That helps us a lot as well.
Yeah. Beautiful. That's it. If you're in North Carolina this weekend, I'm there. Where am I? Durham?
I don't know.
I think I have one show that with some tickets. If you want to check that out, I'll post about it. Beautiful. All right, Robbie, hit the music.